Hey, I'm glad you've decided to take some time to love yourself. I know that for some men, loving and accepting yourself is not something you've ever been taught. It may be something you've never even experienced. If at some point while you're listening to my voice, you feel a little self-conscious, or if your mind wanders and you feel a little distracted, just notice it as it happens. And gently return your focus onto the audio and where my voice leads. Once you are ready to start, find someplace comfortable. It can be on your bed, laying down with the softness supporting your whole body, or in a nice chair, really wherever you like. But before you get too comfy, make sure that you're naked. If you're going to explore and love yourself, you'll need to be able to connect with your body. So if you need a moment to get ready, go ahead and pause now. And once you feel like you're settled, feel free to close your eyes. And let's go through a few breathing exercises to get relaxed and centered. I want you to breathe deeply in through your nose, holding it for a brief moment. And then slowly exhaling through your mouth. Go ahead and do it again. In. And then exhale. As you breathe deeply, I want you to focus on the sensation of the air as it enters your nose. Notice how your chest or stomach swells with each time you inhale. Notice how the air feels as you exhale across your lips. The air might be cool or warm, just notice its temperature. You might notice a smell or a taste in the air. Just continue to focus on your experience as you breathe. You may notice that your body feels very relaxed now. And sometimes people feel more alert instead. Any way that your body feels is just fine. Because your body is wonderful. Now I want to focus on a few ideas. And I want to say them out loud for you. But I want you to hold them in your mind and let them echo around. You don't have to make any judgments or decisions about them, because I promise they are all true about you. Ready? You are incredibly handsome. Your body is beautiful and sexy. Your body deserves to feel pleasure. Other people would love for your body to give them pleasure. I'm going to say them one more time. Just focus on them and remember that they are true about you. You are incredibly handsome. Your body is beautiful and sexy. Your body deserves to feel pleasure. Other people would love for your body to give them pleasure. Now I'm going to ask you to touch yourself, but probably not in the way that you're used to. You may be in the habit of pleasuring yourself like it's a race, hurrying to reach the destination. But today I want to slow down. I want to let go of any particular goal other than just enjoying, loving, and accepting your body and enjoying the sensations of touching yourself. Okay, so I want you to start by opening up your hands and laying them on your chest. No matter your shape or size, your body is put together in an incredible way. Just feel the contour of your chest. Anyone would be lucky to rest there. To feel it as they lie against it. or to just be held by you there. Let your hands fall, fingertips never losing contact with your skin. You might have some body hair, or you might be smooth. Either way, someone out there finds you incredibly handsome, incredibly desirable. Let your hands fall until they reach your thighs. Let your hands gently press into your legs there. Focus on your hands for a moment, knowing the potential they hold to touch, to give yourself pleasure, to explore your body or the body of a partner. They are the gates through which you feel the world. You feel your lover and feel yourself. And now I want to focus on what is between those thighs. You may already be hard, or you might be soft. Either is perfectly fine. For now, we're just going to explore. First, take your hand and bring it just above the base of your penis, with your fingers gently touching where you may or may not have some hair. But notice its sensitivity, how nice it feels to be gently teased and caressed. Now let your fingers fall a bit further, meeting the base of your cock. Press slightly at the base and notice the way it causes your length to move. There's no harm in being a little playful with yourself. It's your body to play with, it's your body to be proud of, and your body to experience pleasure with. Let your hand move around your shaft and gently cup your balls in your hand. Feel how the skin here might be a little more wrinkled or a little different than the rest of your body. Lift up on them a little, feeling the weight of each round stone. Very gently feel the shape of each between your fingers. Realize what they symbolize. They're filled with life and not just in creating children. They provide the explosive and powerful evidence of your pleasure when you climax. And speaking of, now I want you to gently bring your hand to the rest of your cock. Notice each aspect of it. The shaft that captivates your partner as it lengthens and hardens when you're aroused. The head, so sensitive and pleasurable to touch. Think of it like your crown, something that makes you proud and powerful. Feel the velvety smoothness of the skin. Let your hand gently wrap around your length, and slowly let your palm and fingers drift up and down, easily gliding over the smooth skin, hardly using any pressure. Notice if it curves. Notice every ridge. Notice which areas are sensitive and which aren't. Now let your hand fall away. Take a single finger and let it gently slide along the bottom of your cock from where it meets your balls to the sensitive underside of your head, up and down a few more times. If you're uncircumcised and need to pull back on your foreskin, gently accommodate yourself so that your fingers can directly tease the most sensitive parts of your manhood. Finally, I want you to focus on using both hands to give yourself pleasure, simply because you deserve to feel good. Let one hand wrap around your length. Remember that your cock is a beautiful, powerful representation of your sexuality. And it's something that your partner craves. Let your other hand fall to your sensitive balls. Caress and gently massage them. Don't go too fast, but focus on every feeling that loving yourself creates. If you want, feel free to continue and let yourself find completion. Use whatever pressure feels good on your cock. Keep breathing those deep, contented breaths as you stroke. Breathe into the sensations that you're experiencing. Continue caressing your balls or the perineum underneath. Maybe it feels good to caress your inner thighs as you move your hand up and down your cock. Your pleasure is important. It's good to just let your body respond to your own touch. Stroke just at the top of your cock, just around the head and the small ridge just underneath. Whatever strokes feel good, use those. Don't forget to breathe. Your body is capable of receiving pleasure and capable of giving pleasure to others. Stroke yourself until completion. Relax into the sensations you're experiencing now. The feeling of your hand on your cock. The sound of my voice. The air that fills your lungs in a perfect rhythm. Come as the sound of my voice tells you how perfect you are right now. Let yourself feel all that pleasure. If you'd rather, just gradually slow yourself down until you're ready to return to the room in which you've made yourself comfortable. Seeing you stroking your handsome manhood is a treat for your loving partner. And returning to your day refreshed and in connection with your body is a valuable outcome as well. Whatever you choose to do, remember to accept yourself, celebrate yourself, and love yourself.